After last week's episode with Jeff Brown called Crafting an Uncommon Bond and Soul Shaping, I had a friend come up to me saying, wow, man, that episode was awesome. And you covered so much about how to have a conscious, thriving relationship and everything that's required. And now I just have to find someone to have that kind of relationship with me. And he seemed excited and also, but there was a hint of reservation or almost disappointment in his voice. Like, this is so amazing, but I don't have that. And so now I have to find someone to have that. So I thought about it a moment before I responded. And what I said to him next seemed to inspire some joy and some relief as well. So I want to share that with you today because it seems really important and like a required piece of information. So if you want to know what happened, stay tuned for today's episode of Relationship Alive. But first, are you on Facebook? If you are, have you joined the Relationship Alive community yet? We've gathered nearly 1,000 people in a safe, supportive community who are interested in helping each other have amazing relationships and taking them to the next level. You can search for the Relationship Alive community on Facebook. You can visit neilsatin.com/Facebook and I'll take you there. Or you can simply text the word together to the number 33444 and follow the instructions to get the direct link to our Facebook community. I hope to see you there. I also wanted to mention that this episode is generously supported by Talkspace.com, the online therapy company. If you'd like to get their special offer of $30 off your first month of therapy, all you have to do is visit Talkspace.com/alive and use the coupon code ALIVE. And I'm even using them right now. It's actually really helpful to get that extra dose of support daily. So I'll talk a little bit more about that later. And finally, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to a few of you. So Drew, Lydia, Jen, Angie, thank you so much for donating to help support the show. If you are finding the podcast to be helpful and want to help ensure that we can continue, visit neilsatin.com/support, or you can text the word support to the number 33444 and just choose something that feels right for you because every little bit counts. So thank you in advance. And for those of you for whom I haven't given a shout out, listen to future episodes. And thanks, guys. Really appreciate your support. Okay, time to find out how I responded to my friend. So let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. So, in case you missed the beginning, just to fill you in, basically, after last week's episode with Jeff Brown, I had a friend come up to me and say, dude, amazing show, you covered so much amazing stuff, and now I know so much more about how to have a conscious relationship. In fact, what you described is exactly what I want, and now I just have to find someone to do that with. And as I mentioned, when he said that, I detected, and I could be wrong, so friend, anonymous friend, if you hear this and want to correct me, please do. But it was a mix of excitement and a little bit of disappointment or reservation. Like, I want what you described so much, but I don't know if I could actually have that. Or I just got to find that. There's something missing right now. So I thought about it for a moment. And then I responded, no, you don't. You actually don't have to go and find someone who's willing to have that kind of relationship with you. What you have to do is be on that journey now. Be conscious in your life. Be authentic. Find the places within you that are needing work, needing help. The shadow places in you where you hold back in your life. The places where you're afraid to be honest. The places where if you take an honest look at yourself and at your life, you're a little bit out of alignment with where you want to be. Not that you have to be perfect, because I don't want you to feel that way either, and I'll talk about that in a moment. The idea isn't to perfect yourself so that you find your mythical perfect mate, but the idea is to be as engaged as possible on the quest of living your life fully, figuring out the places where you hold back and giving more, figuring out the places where you have refused to be vulnerable and allowing yourself to take risks, to be courageous, working on your honesty, being honest with others, being honest with yourself, showing up for your commitments, for your agreements. And if your agreements aren't serving you, if your commitments aren't serving you, then being willing to have a conversation about that. And if the idea of having a conversation about that makes you feel a little bit antsy or uneasy, then figure out different ways to communicate that help you have challenging conversations so that you can get to a place of connectedness. You can practice that with your friends, with your family. Sometimes you have to even have those conversations with the different parts of you as you get to know yourself more, as you get more acquainted with you. And as you bring that you, that you-ness with more integrity and alignment out into the world, then people who are living that way will be magnetized to you. And people who aren't living that way may not be magnetized to you. In fact, they may be repelled by you. So that's an interesting thing to pay attention to. Who are the people that stay in your life? Who are the people that seem to drift away? And you can be actively engaged in this inquiry for your own life around, well, who do I want to have in my life? And do we have a healthy relationship dynamic between the two of us? You can ask that about your friends. And if you do, then awesome. And if you don't, then you can make a choice about whether you try to repair it or adjust or not. It's all great practice for what happens when you finally do come together with a partner who starts showing up for you, where you feel that excitement, that rush, and that recognition of, wow, we are on this journey together. Now, if you're already in a relationship, this piece of information actually still applies to you. So if you're thinking, fuck, I am screwed because I'm with someone and they're not choosing the conscious path, they're not being authentic, they're this, they're that, then you might be thinking, well, you know, shoot, what am I going to do? What Neil's saying doesn't apply. But the truth is that this choice to live in integrity, it applies to you no matter what your situation is. And if you're in a relationship, then this gets at something that Jeff and I were talking about, that you are going to grow and you are going to have more energy and aliveness, and it will have an impact on your relationship. Now, my hope for you is that it's a positive impact, that the more you become, for instance, aware of your triggers and bringing yourself back into balance and being securely attached with your partner, then the more your partner will show up for you in that way. Or they might get curious, like, what the hell are you doing? You seem different. You seem, probably, they'll think you seem more alive. There may be aspects of that aliveness that frighten them. And if that happens, what can you do to help show them that they are still safe with you? In fact, perhaps they're even more safe because they get even more of you, because there's not parts of you that are hidden away. It's the secrets, actually, that keep us unsafe in many ways. So the more that you are showing up in your relationship with integrity, the more opportunity you create to inspire your partner to show up with integrity. Or you may discover ways about how you are relating to your partner that weren't serving you, that weren't fostering the kind of relationship that you wanted anyway. And that's part of the point of this show, because as much as I wish that everyone could listen to this show with their partner, the truth is that most of us, and this is even true for me, because I listen to these episodes, to make sure that I didn't say something that was totally off base, we listen alone. And so what would the point be if you couldn't actually affect change on your own? And the truth is, you can. So whether you are single or in a relationship, the same advice applies. You do not have to wait to find someone who's willing to show up for you that way, to live your life and to show up for life that way. I do encourage you, though, to think about the skills of relationship. They are different in many respects than the skills that are required for showing up in life. There are places where they overlap, but there are places where when you are in a relationship, you have to have a different kind of sensitivity to how what you do impacts other people and how you are involved in the dance. Have you ever watched people dancing and where one of the people is, like, let's say you're watching a couple and one of them is an amazing dancer and dancing, you know, all over the place with life and energy, and the other partner is maybe not so much a great dancer, and they're just kind of dancing, you know, doing the step touch kind of thing. Nothing wrong with that. You know, that can be fun too. But you watch them and your first thought might be, wow, that person's a great dancer and that other person isn't so much. Or if you can imagine this scenario really clearly, you might also notice that sometimes there's not a lot of connection between the dancers. Even that dancer who's dancing amazingly and showing all their moves, are they actually connected to their partner, the step toucher? No. So can you dance your amazing dance with all your flashy moves and still stay connected to your partner and honor them where they are? Now I'm imagining in my head this amazing dancer dancing with their step touch partner and dancing around them and with them and beside them and offering their own flourishes and inspiring the feeling of dancing together, even though they're at two totally different places. That's what you can do in your friendships, in your relationship, and as you encounter people in your life. You can show up with aliveness and vibrancy and see what that inspires. Let's talk quickly about a couple of ways that you can get help on your journey. So the first is I put together a free guide that talks about my top three secrets to relationship communication. So this is a little bit different than what you may have learned about ways to communicate effectively. It's all about how to communicate when you're in relationship with someone so that whether you're talking about something really challenging or talking about something amazing, you can have that conversation and find yourself more connected afterwards than you were when you started. So I've distilled three essential components in order to help that happen. And you can download that for free at neilsatin.com/relate. Or you can text the word relate to the number 33444 and follow the instructions. And that's just a free guide for you. And also, if you haven't picked it up yet, there's another free guide on my website, which I call the single most important thing to make or break your relationship. And if you just visit neilsatin.com, there's a send me the action plan button and click that. That'll get you that free guide. So that's a couple free things for you. And then if you're looking for extra support, as I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, I've been using Talkspace lately and finding it to be really helpful. It's kind of like having a journal that writes back to you with helpful hints or ways of looking at what's going on in your life. And it's very simple. They're an online service where you can text to your therapist, you can message them audio or video, and you can do that daily, and they will get back to you at least once a day, if not more, depending on the plan that you choose with them. And there is the possibility of doing live video chats with your online therapist as well. And it's all pretty affordable. So if you want to check it out and get $30 off your first month of therapy, which is a special that they're offering you, just visit talkspace.com/alive and make sure you use the coupon code alive and you can check it out. And there's no contract or anything like that. So you can try them out and see how it goes and see if it works for you. For me, so far, so good. I've really appreciated having that extra little bit of support, especially right now with the holidays approaching. There's a lot going on, and it's helpful to have someone else to reach out to. So I don't feel like I have to burden my friends with everything or my lovely wife, Chloe. Sometimes it's helpful to just have that neutral person out there who's just kind of rooting for me to bounce things off of and share things with and see what comes back. So talkspace.com/alive with the coupon code alive. And now I'd like to tackle that question that I talked about earlier in the show about what is actually required of you to be in relationship. Now, if you're in relationship, then what I'm about to say is probably not going to surprise you. If you're single and now you're feeling really, really inspired, then awesome. This might surprise you a little bit. Because no matter where you are on this journey to becoming more and more aligned, more and more vibrant, living your life with integrity, when you are in relationship, there are going to be bumps. There's going to be friction. There's going to be tension. There's going to be more development and growth required. It just comes with the terrain. So even if you have somehow attained perfection, you are going to probably experience imperfection when you come together with the other most perfect person, like person who has attained perfection. So the two of you meet each other in your perfection and boom, out blossoms imperfection. And what could be more perfect than that? Because it will inspire new levels of depth, of growth, of closeness, of intimacy, of feeling yourself and the places where you shine and the places where you are afraid, of feeling it in a way that you don't experience when you're by yourself. So it will require more of you. And that is why you do not have to be perfect before you enter partnership. The only thing that I think is really required, if you're going to be conscious about it, and you're listening to the show, so you are, let's just say you are going to be conscious in your current relationship, in your next relationship, it's going to happen. It is happening. all you really need is a willingness to show up, a willingness to, if something ain't quite working right, to figure it out and to be relaxed about it. You don't have to fix it today. It might feel like you have to fix it today, especially if you're triggered, but to just be engaged in the process and to recognize that that's what you're doing. You're in the process. Relationship is a journey. It's not a destination. There are moments that feel like amazing destinations, those peak moments. You know, maybe it involves kids. Maybe it involves amazing sex. Maybe it involves amazing accomplishment or adventure or togetherness or closeness or a really great dinner. All those things are possible. And they're all moments along the way. So you can, of course, savor those moments. And we keep growing. We keep changing. And we keep showing up in ways that are different and new and alive. And that's what's so great about being alive, I think. It's what we get to experience when you're willing to take each day as something new, a chance for something fresh, or a chance to have a do-over, especially if yesterday was kind of crappy. So, how are you feeling with that extra piece of information? You don't have to wait for the perfect partner. You don't have to get rid of your imperfect partner. You simply have to show up more and more fully, more and more consciously. And if you are in partnership, more and more sensitively to how your dance is impacting the person in your life. And if you're single, how does it impact the people in your life that aren't your partner? Because if you are on the road to partnership, eventually one of those people you meet will become your partner. And what better way to meet that person than to be out in the world being alive? And if you're with someone, what better way to inspire the person that you're with to show up more fully than to start doing it yourself and to be really courageous and to be willing to look at yourself to see, like, okay, have I learned all those amazing dance moves, but I'm not quite relating them to my partnership? Sometimes we do outgrow the person that we're with, but more often than not, I've seen that it's possible to simply learn how to connect in a way that's different than the patterns of connection that we've learned. And then you can take all that magical, amazing growth and aliveness and bring it to your partnership in a totally new way. As always, I would love to hear from you. If this episode has meant something to you or sparked a thought or makes you think about something that's really hard for you, feel free to drop me a line. My email is Neilius, N-E-I-L-I-U-S, at neilsatin.com. As I mentioned at the very beginning, you can join us in the Relationship Alive community on Facebook. At the moment, we have nearly 1,000 people who are there gathered to support each other in relationships. And I look forward to being with you next week when we will have Jet Tsaris, who is the author of, or the co-author of, Undefended Love, where again, we are going to talk about the magical recipes for diving deep when you're in partnership and peeling back those layers of armor that keep you from actually being who you really are. So stop walking around like a stiff knight, well protected and looking fancy, but not really being real and not having flexibility and resiliency. And join us next week for our conversation on undefended love. Looking forward to seeing you then. Take care.